The award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast presents BEP Live. Hosted by Chris P. Reed and Tony Tidbett, where uncomfortable conversations take center stage. So, let's go there. What uncomfortable conversation are we having tonight?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live every Tuesday at our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Welcome to BEP Live on A Black Executive Perspective. I'm your host, Chris P. Reed.
Hey, and I'm Tony Tidbett, and we're here to cut through the noise, get straight to what matters, power, politics, culture, leadership, and the moment shaping our lives right now. We're going to have no filters, no safe takes, just honest dialogue and accountability. So my boy, Chris P. Reed, what's on the menu for tonight?
You know what? Tonight, we are going to be talking about a tension that's growing in real time. Remote workers versus returning to the office, folks. And who is actually winning in all this and who's being affected by this? Because people are saying that I'm coming in and so therefore I should be getting something extra for my troubles. Or they saying, you know, if you stay at home, you not really working and people getting micromanaged and this, that, and the third. And it's a lot. It's a couple different sides of this. And you and I have different perspectives on it, but I would love to hear what the folks' perspective on it. So it's not just about the work. It's about money, it's about control, and figuring out the system that we have at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, this has been and let's be fair, a six-year-old situation, because the majority of people did not work from home prior to COVID, right? 90% of workers, you know, were going in every day, just to be fair, right? Mostly you had remote workers were part-time and you had some full-time workers, right? But the majority of people were going into work every day. And when COVID came, we had this situation, right? Where, you know, the bottom line is we had all this technology we wasn't using. And then we had to use it, right? Mm-hmm. So look, at the end of the day, you're 100% right. This is a conversation we need to have because it's been going back and forth on both sides. So let's get into it, my brother.
Absolutely. So let's start it with the fact that this was not the design. And ironically, what I've been teased with is this the way going forward? Because a lot of stuff, think about the Uber Eats and the DoorDash and all that, the people delivering food, right? When I was young, the Chinese restaurant might deliver your stuff or the pizza man. Wasn't no real food coming to your house, you know what I'm saying? But that gig economy changed everything. Now you can get food delivered whenever you feel like, groceries. I mean, some people don't even go to the grocery store no more. So things do change, and I understand that. But I was told at some point in time, oh, man, if we can pull this off, there's no reason to go back in. There's no reason to be in traffic. There's no reason to do all this stuff. And people honestly got comfortable with it. And I'm going to tell you this. We could talk about this, you know, amongst ourselves and with the folks, but I know people, and I'm sure you know people, that took these opportunities when we were able to work from home during the pandemic time and right thereafter to move to where they wanted to live, to get their dream homes and kind of start selling into a different type of lifestyle because they proved that they could do it remotely. And then all of a sudden, the companies was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. January 5th of last year, Amazon had 350,000 people come back. And it was like, either you come back or you don't work here no more type stuff. And people felt like that was unjust. It was unfair. They had proven themselves. But the worst part about it all, same thing with AT&T headquartered here in Dallas. They made all these moves and start pulling cards. But then when the people came in, they realized, oh, wait a minute. We might not have thought this through.
Yeah, bro. But here's the thing. So it's not just that. They did tell them that they could work. So let's be fair, though, too. The companies told them that they could live and work wherever they wanted to work. Mm-hmm. Okay? The companies, you know, you got to recognize there were people who were hired during that time frame that lived in Colorado, and they were going to report to somebody in Michigan or Chicago or Atlanta. And the company said, that's okay. All right? This is part of your remit. Right. And then they pulled the rug under those people and said, you got to come back. And if you don't come back, you ain't got no job. Right. So that's the part. It wasn't like somebody just, I mean, did some people, you know, say, oh, I can move and work from any. Yeah, a few people. But a lot of times they knew what time it was. OK. And at the end of the day, They did a double, you know, what was that? Bamboozled.
Yeah.
I was hoodwinked.
They got bait and switched.
Yeah, a huge bait and switch, right?
Yeah.
And so that wasn't fair when you tell somebody that this is okay. We, not only that, we created this role for you could be anywhere. So don't even worry about it. And then a year later, you're telling them they got to come to work. right. Or they don't have a job.
Or else. Yes.
Or else is it. Or they ain't got a job. So that wasn't fair. Right. And so, you know, look, I'm on both sides of this, to be honest. So I can see both sides. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got the technology. Somebody, you know, not everybody can work from home. Let's be fair. Right. If you have, you know, if you doing shipping and receiving, you can't work from home.
Correct.
If you DoorDash and you can't work from home.
That's correct.
So there's a ton of jobs that people don't have the opportunity to work from home. All that being said, if you have a job that doesn't, you don't really need to be in the office, then I think it's okay for you to work from home.
I think the problem is who's determining the need, because people make excuses for stuff they want to make excuses for. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean?
So in the idea of, you know, as the person that you are and the career that you've had, a lot of your ascension is based off of proximity. A lot of it is because people got a chance to know you. Like, yeah. Knowing the worker and knowing the person is two different things. People hire people, right? They don't, your degrees and all that other stuff, that's all cool, but they hire people. And the best way to get ingratiated with people is that proximity. So you done been into the office and got cool, and then they realize, oh, Tony a cool dude, he's a resource, blah, 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 blah. That kind of stuff don't happen as easily at all remotely.
No, and that's part of the issue. So I totally agree. Number two, if you're a young person, this is your first foray going into corporate America, your ass need to be at work. You don't need to be working
for ageism.
Home,
that's right? Ageism, Tony.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It just goes to what you just got finished saying. Okay. At the end of the day, you need to build your brand. And yep. Socialism, and I don't want to say socialism. Being social,
socializing.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's part of that, right? It's part of that, right?
Yeah.
And listen, let's be fair. How much stuff did you learn? I'll speak for myself. You know how much stuff I learned just by osmosis, just by listening to people in the hallway saying some shit about, oh, we can do this. I'm like, shit, we can. All right, or being at the water cooler. You wouldn't have got
water
that if you at home, right? Not only that, you're right. Part of it is about building your brand and meeting people and they getting to know you and all that type stuff, right? So I totally get that. That's why I'm not for, I don't want to say I'm not for, because there's so many different circumstances, right?
Right.
However, the hybrid road is probably the best road, where you come in a couple of days, right? And then you work from home a couple of days. So you can get the best of both worlds. Second, it also depends on the individual. If Chris B. Reed has been here for 10 years and we know Chris B. Reed, now all of a sudden we got an opportunity, Chris B. Reed got an opportunity to do the same job remotely. Why we want to stop Chris B. Reed from doing it remotely? We know him. We know his brand. We know what he brings to the table. We ain't got to have babysitter eyes or put training wheels on, you know what I'm saying, and spy on him. We know who we dealing with. So that's what I'm saying. It's not cut and dry.
I agree with you. Let's talk about the perspective of the employee first and play the first clip so we can see some of the anxiety that the employee goes through with having to come back in.
So President Trump believes that remote work is a scam. And instead of people working, people are out there playing tennis, golf, and I assume competing in Olympic level beach volleyball tournaments during their Zoom calls, right? So his administration decided everyone back to the office, very few exceptions. But here's the thing. Nobody fairly planned for that many people actually showing up. 17,000 employees, 4,400 parking spots, no serious additional transit support. What could possibly go wrong? The result, Monday morning, federal employees flooded DC like it was the opening scene of a zombie apocalypse.
Here's the thing though, bro. So we've seen this, you've seen this, I've seen this, right? Because at the end of the day, they finally say everybody's got to come back, or you got to come back in some type of way. They don't have enough office space for everybody because they downsized because they want to save money because ain't nobody coming to the office. So why do we got to have this big office? Let's just get a smaller office and we downsize. Now, all of a sudden, we got to change course and we don't have enough room for everybody. I've seen it 1,000 times, right? Here's the thing is that the people who made the decisions they really didn't want to come to work either. They wanted to keep working from home, right? So at the end of the day, they're not thinking from a strategic. This shit wasn't baked. It's a last minute thing. Just like, let's be fair, just like it was a last minute thing. It was quick and hasty when they started saying you had to work from home because of COVID. That shit right. wasn't planned out. Okay, to be fair, we went to work. I remember I started Xander. I started on March 9th. I was there that Monday, that Tuesday, and then that Wednesday, they said, go home. All right, we working from home. And to be fair, we thought we'd be back in May. All right? And we ain't come back for 2 years, right? So that shit wasn't planned out. There were people, let's be fair. There were people that was in the transition bubble. So they got an offer, but they didn't actually start yet. Okay, because I had somebody on my team, right? And then when we shut down, everybody's working from home. They wasn't set up to do onboarding. They never did onboarding new employees from a virtual standpoint. So now they got these people who quit their jobs, who haven't started the new job yet, and now they're in limbo. They almost came. This is when I was at Xander. They almost said, we can't take them, which wouldn't have been fair, right? So the shit has always been, to be fair, it was hasty in the beginning.
Understand it being hasty in the beginning because the public health crisis, but it didn't have to be hasty on the back end because you had time. Nobody told you this. Now, like you say, to be fair to the business, they gave people ample time with RTO, return to office. They gave people ample time that said, hey, as of May of next year, you're going to have to bring your tail back in here and start working. But what happened was anybody that's, I'm old enough to have balanced the checkbook, right, Tone? So the fact is, what I realized when I was at the crib was, I'm saving in gas, dry cleaning, time, all of it. Like, and then, of course, if you have any type of commute, I know you live in the tri-state area, right? Is that what it's called? Like, that stuff is not for the faint of heart, sitting on a train or sitting in traffic and horns blowing and bumping into people. If you could just walk 17 steps to your office or 17 steps to the kitchen counter and log in, you're going to be resistant.
It was the greatest thing on sliced bread, right? Greatest thing since sliced bread.
But at that point in time, though, I think a better alternative from a corporate perspective would have been to offer maybe a meet in the middle where you take a pay decrease in order to stay at the crib. Go ahead. I see your face. No, oh, you're like, no, bro, ain't going to happen. No.
What,
you're like, this is it. I'm leaving here with something.
No, I got, wait a minute. I got to take a pay decrease to work from home. When yes. I'm making you millions of dollars, get out of here. Stop.
Just talked about the fact that you saving on the front end.
Yeah, but buddy, it doesn't work that way, right? At the end of the day, we're talking about productivity. Okay. So you hire people to do stuff from a productivity standpoint that's going to make the company drive revenue, make money, whatever case may be. Okay. That's just the bottom line. Okay. The act of getting to work is something that's not part of anybody's remit. They're not paying me extra to come to work. They're paying me a job, a role to be productive in that role. And based on that, this is what the wage is. Okay. It doesn't say if you work from home, you only get this or you work. No, it says you do this job. And at the end of the day, you bring this every day, then this is what we pay you on a weekly, biweekly, whatever it is. So to say I'm not going to get a decrease, I'm still going to be productive. Hold on. Okay. I'm still going to bring it every day. Mm-hmm. But because I'm at home, I'm going to make less money. That makes no sense to me.
So let me explain it to you.
No. You can't explain it to me because, again, there's nothing in any type of employment contract. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. That says that part of your wages is based on also getting to work. They're not paying me extra to mm-hmm. go to a building. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. Okay, so now look, there may be people who have special circumstances where they do that. Okay, that's great. But at the end of the day, they're not paying. This is the job. You do the job, you get paid.
All right, that was baked in. When that was an understood dynamic that people came in, that was baked in. I'm going to tell you this. I was over a facility. It was a warehouse facility, right? And they were saying, we making this much money for y'all. We should be getting raises. We should be getting this and that. So I go to the union and say, I would love to change the contract because contracts can be ratified. Contracts can be amended. I would love to change your contract on a per widget basis. Now, whatever you kill, you eat. Whatever. And they was like, hell no. I do not want to be production based. Nobody wants to be production based. They want to be able to be flexible. Buddy, why, in the idea, but, some days I work hard, some days I don't.
But you do that at work.
That's what I'm saying. We could have absorbed that.
All right. Bro, stop. That's what hourly workers are for. Okay. Salary workers, let's be fair. Okay. Salary workers get paid a salary. So that means you can work at any time. Okay, because there's times at 10 o'clock at night you got to do something. You don't get paid no overtime or anything for that. That's part of your salary. Okay, so that's my point I'm trying to make here. It has nothing. You're an hourly worker. And even that, my point is, there's nothing that you get paid extra. Let's be fair. Chris, you're let's just keep it simple. We're going to pay you $100,000 to do the job, but we're going to give you $110 to commute to come to work. There's nothing. They don't do that. Now, if you don't come to work, we keep the 10 grand. All right. So if they did that, then that would make sense. They don't do that. Right.
Why can't we do that, Tom?
Based on doing the role.
Huh? Why can't we evolve? Things evolve. Why can't we evolve to that?
But why we got to evolve? Why can't, if I'm being productive? Okay. See, this is this is where they go wrong because they feel they need to be babysitters. See, that's what the issue is. The issue is a lack of trust. The issue is I got to see you to make sure that you're working. If I don't see you, man, that doesn't mean you like Trump said, you playing table tennis or you do. And guess what? Maybe I am, but I'm still getting the job done. All right. And so, buddy, how much, let's be fair here. I want to hear everybody's thoughts on this. How much time is being wasted in the office bullshitting? Let's be out of 8 hours. Out of 8 hours, you're gonna sit here and tell me by the time you walk in, all right, when you walk in the door, and then by the time you leave, 8 hours, your ass worked for 7 hours and 30 minutes, and the only time you didn't work was for lunchtime. Is that what you're telling me? Of course not.
Right.
Bullshitting, going over to other people, you know, doing this, chatting, you know, floating, going to get 20 coffees and talking to this. Buddy, stop. And then those people are chatting with all these other people and then getting in their way of being productive. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're like, I wish this person would get the fuck out of my office because I got work to do. Okay. So, bro, stop. Buddy, flat out.
What the people say? What the people say, Tom?
Let's go through this. Okay. Because get out of here, bro, with that. Okay. Get out of here. So what's up, Bills? Says people playing table tennis at the office. What's the difference? Exactly. That's my point. People, thank you. I've been in offices. They got ping pong tables. They got everything. People play. I played them. Stop. Daniel Young says, hands-on in person is going to be the best experience on any job. Absolutely. You a new person. You need to come into the office. I totally agree with that, right? Got to know the basics before you get advanced with it. Exactly. So new people have no, in my opinion, they can't be working from remote. You don't know nobody. You haven't done nothing.
Hold on. Let's put a pin in.
Let me just finish this.
Bill says,
they did not give me enough time. Hold on. They did not give me enough time. Move states, leave then elderly and grandchildren behind to go to work.
They didn't give me enough time to move states.
Because they changed it up. But go ahead, your thoughts. We got a bunch of these here.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, my thoughts is this to Daniel, whoever said something. Look, if it's just the young people that need to come in and get the game, who are they gonna get it from? If they the only ones in there?
Nobody.
Somebody old has to be there.
But here's the thing, though, bro. So I get that, right? That's where the hybrid mode comes in, right? Where you have people that comes in a couple of days a week. Okay. So I totally get that. Hold on. Let me see what Sal says. Sal says, I worked at Comcast 26 years, retired in 2022. I worked last 8 years of my career at home remotely. I was a good employee in the office, but I was told I produce more. See, this is my point. I produce more at home while others slacked off. Exactly. It's about productivity, okay? So he worked harder. It's, I'm trying, buddy, oh, hold on. We got bills again. Explain having to go. Explain having to go in 3 days a week before the pandemic and 5 days a week after. Yeah, I get that. Yep. This is what they're saying now, right? Because they want to bring people in.
Yes.
Hold on. Who is this? Olipop. Lots of jobs do pay based on commute. If someone moves for said job. Okay, I get that. They do pay base for the commute.
So I think she's talking about relocation, though. That's different than the commute.
Yeah, I would love. So give me some more game on this Olipop.
Yeah.
Right? Because I get it. If they want you to move, that's something totally different, right? They're relocating you, but still, they're bringing you. They're not paying for you to take a bus or to take a train or a cab, or you don't get gas money. That comes out of your own pocket. All right, that's my point. Okay, hold on. Brill say here, Chris. You sound. Wait, hold on. I just lost it. Here we go, Chris. You sound like someone who doesn't have to go in 5 days per week and get to live a flexible lifestyle.
Listen to me. Now this is where. Okay, now the rubber done met the road. It's real time right now. Here's the situation. If I had to go in, that's how I grew up. That's what it was. We can't keep acting like these young, stupid people who don't know no better. We know better. If you got to take your ass into work to make this bread, that's what you have to do. That's part of the job. You said, Tony, that's not in the job description. You know for a fact all job descriptions say, and as needed for the success of the business.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you said that if you work from home, you get a decrease in pay.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. That's not what I'm saying. That's not in the when they pay you as a wage.
Yes.
They're not paying you extra to
it's
come into the
calculation.
The office.
It's part of the calculation. It's a macro perspective, Tony.
Chris, stop. That makes no sense. It's not part. So hold on for a second.
Go ahead.
We both make the same salary. Okay. Let's be fair. We both make the same salary. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You live 15 minutes from the office. I live an hour and a half. How is it part of the same calculation? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Stop.
I got you.
And then to your point, I commute in because like you said, I need to be there. This is part of it. They said that. So I'm commuting. I'm taking time away from my family. Let's be fair.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
To come in, I'm not getting paid nothing extra for it. Okay, now I can work from home. I'm supposed to take a decrease. Why? You didn't give me nothing extra to come in every day. I was paying out of my own pocket. Okay, that's the point.
Here's the issue, Tone. If I'm paying you that full salary and I'm paying for the opportunity for you to be here, that's sunk cost. Me paying for the rent, the leasing of the building,
conditioning. Oh, I don't give a fuck about your air conditioning. You know what I'm saying?
You don't care about the company. The company needs to be alive. You
look,
make this
wait, bread. Hold on, buddy. That's all calculated in the salary.
Yes. Right?
So,
that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't pay for my commute. See, you keep. We're talking two separate things here. Okay.
Okay, cool.
You want to tell me about the air conditioning and the donuts and all that shit.
It's the part of the machine.
Okay,
and all this shit.
I get that part. But the part for me to show up, that comes out of my pocket. Okay. You ain't giving me no money for that. Okay. You're not giving me no money for that. You're giving me money to when I get there, then the donuts and everything else, the patio. And whatever you got, I totally get that, right? But to say that somebody needs to take a decrease because they work from home and they're still going to bring the same productivity, that makes no sense to me. But hold on, let's go
okay,
here.
Go
let's
ahead.
Keep
you
going. Who is this? Brills. Tony has a point. There is a time and place for being in the office. Exactly. It's all different for different
Can't
people.
Can't pick and choose. Y'all trying to pick and choose when you want to come to work. That's
buddy. No, it's not late, bro. Again, it's productivity. Here, Sal makes a point. Day 8 hours a day in the office actually produces 2 hours and 53 minutes of productivity. All right, that's a fact. That is a fact, bro.
That's bad management.
Fact.
That's why not, you need micromanaging.
Wait a minute.
Why you need to be micromanaged.
Bruh,
if I'm paying you for eight,
bruh,
and you're telling me you're still at six?
Who?
You just told me you're still at six, Sal.
Buddy, they're sitting there right under your nose, and you still ain't doing shit, and they ain't saying shit. All right? As long as they can see you, right? Here's Olipop says, I agree with Sal, but if I'm forced to be there all day to get to A, B, and C done, and it takes me less than all day to finish A, B, and C, that's not my fault.
So I understand efficiency. You post it, and that's the beauty of salary, right? If you can get 8 hours worth of work done in 2 hours, congratulations. But the fact is, you're more inclined to do extra if you got to be here anyway. If you can hurry up and run through your job at your crib, then you out playing tennis and golfing and going to Costco and shit like that because you done did a day's work as far as you're concerned. But
hold
you're
on, bro.
Stealing
Stop
from
a
me.
Second. Stop a second. See again. Okay. See again, bro. You way off base here. Okay. So let's back up a second. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just back up. Let me ask you this. You go into work every day, right? You don't bullshit. You get work done, right? You got a doctor's appointment. What fuck happens then?
That's why the fuck one.
Your kids got to go to the doctor or you have something. What happens then?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens then?
Yeah.
Are you just saying, yeah, so, motherfucker?
Because told.
What
because
happens?
The fact is,
no, what happens?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go do it.
So wait a minute. So stop for a second. So but you can go. But it's okay for you to go in the office. Then when you have a doctor's appointment, you go to the doctor's appointment. That's okay. But if I'm working from home and I got a doctor's office or I got to go to Costco, that shit is fucked up. That's what you're saying here.
Because conveniently.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm still getting the job done. See, this is the thing. And to Sal's point and to other people's point, I'm working more because guess what? I ain't got nobody coming in my office talking shit. All right. They leaving me alone. I got my music on. I can knock out what I need. I can knock out 5 hours of work in 2 hours, right? Be way ahead of the game. Get my manager, my SVP, whoever, their reports, get them all their shit set up. Got everything rolling, right? Got my meeting set up for other people I need to chat with. And then I got time. I can do, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not paying you to do your chores, right? Tony. I'm not paying you to do your chores. If you come into the office, the chances of you doing chores every day, leaving early to go do chores, it's not going to happen.
So they don't, are they paying you to go to your doctor's office? Paying you to go to the doctor?
Every now and then.
No, stop. Are they paying you to leave early to go to your kid's dance?
No.
No. Are they paying, see, you see my point here? But you okay with that?
But on the other every hand, now and then. Because every when you have all these keep coming up, it seems like daily. It seems like every day you got
hold on,
a Zoom class or whatever that is.
Chris. Is it about getting the job done or what?
It is about getting the job done.
Does that matter? Is that that's what you hired me for to get the job done, right?
Yes.
So what fucking difference does it make if I'm going to Zumba? What difference does it make? There's nothing. Wait a minute, stop a second. There's nothing that I'm in charge of. That's not completed. Everything is done. And not only that, I'm playing chess here. So I'll be thought about for tomorrow and the next day. I've done all that. So what am I supposed to do? Okay? So stop, man. Stop. See, this is where we are because this comes down to a lack of trust of the employee. Okay? That's where this. I mean, who's that? Brill? Didn't he say that here? He said, hold on. Chris, okay, let me put this up. Bill said, Chris, you're talking about how you grew up. Shouldn't we advance as a society? Just last week, you were speaking about using AI, right? So at the end of the day, this is where we should be at, is that the leaders need to advance. And it's really about trust. Now, is it some people who ain't working? Is it some people when you turn the Zoom on and they still in the bed? Yeah.
Yeah, like Sal.
Absolutely, right?
Like Sal, take six hours to bullshit.
Hold on. But that doesn't mean you have to paint a broad brush for everybody. Okay. That's that individual. You deal with that person, okay? But you ain't got to do that for everybody else. This is where good leadership comes in. It's understanding who your people, who you can trust, who you can't. And then the ones that you can, you empower them and you let them do their thing. Because
you cannot treat people different, Tone. You say the ones that's good,
you
let them.
You
and the ones you don't, you put the reins on.
Buddy, My job is, if I hired your ass, and if mm-hmm. I need, see, if I hire you and I need to be a micromanager, I hired the wrong person. Okay, that's just a fact. That's a okay. fact. Because I'm not looking to be a micromanager, all right?
Okay.
I'm looking for your ass to do this job, all right? Now, what I want to hear from you is when you run into some interference, you need some tools that you don't got access to, or at the end of the day, there's something that you don't know. Outside of that, you're supposed to be qualified, do the job, okay? I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear nothing. Okay, so at the end of the day, I don't care if your ass go to a. I used to tell my team this. I was like, I don't give a fuck. You go to a cave, all right? And there's no communication. Okay, at the end of the day, this shit that I asked you to do better be done. I don't care how you do it. I don't care where you do it. But as long as it's done, I'm good. Okay, and that's how it should be, in my opinion. Let me hear from you guys. What do you guys think about this?
What they say, Tom.
Okay. Well, here we go. Oh, I was trying to make sure I get everybody. Oh, we got that, right? And then Bills came back and says, a good leader should pick and choose who and what jobs should be in the office. Exactly.
You can't should know. Do that. You can't do know. That. You can't discriminate based on what should be doing what where. That's not how offices, corporations work. You will get yourself in trouble if you're doing that, bruh. You go get yourself in trouble. I'm trying to help you out and save your career. Don't do that. Don't pick and choose. The pretty girl get to stay home, and an old dude got to come in because you don't trust him.
So Sal says, being home, I was more productive because less distractions, able to perform better. Ali Pop says, I agree with Mr. Reed. If work gets finished, then the rest of the time is yours. He didn't say that.
I'm saying the opposite of that.
He's saying the opposite. You should say Mr. Franklin guy. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what he's saying. He's saying your ass. He's still putting a whip to your back.
I'm saying,
all right? That's what he's saying. Okay?
I'm saying I'm not giving you enough if you got time to philander.
So Bill says you're not paying for chores, but are you paying for small talk in the office and ping pong? Exactly. Right? Who
it's
is this?
Camaraderie and collaboration. You called it the wrong thing, fam.
Is this a relative? Some people need to take PTO for appointments. Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's one of them jobs. That's a good job.
Have you ever did a load of laundry while on the clock?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you have, right?
First of all, this is not about me.
They're like, don't do the laundry.
I see what's going on here.
And then Bill says, micromanagers are the weakest managers, right? And then I think
I agree with you.
And Daniel Young said that.
So let me transition to how people like Tony and y'all bums are trying to game the system in the next segment. Before we get to that, I want to have our engage moment. This is being brought to you by the worst employee you've ever known. Please put their name in the chat. Besides Donald Trump, cite the worst employee you've ever known. Mine was a gentleman that was my first director at a big company. His name was David. Let me tell you what happened, Tom. I worked for that cat for 3 years, met him one time. He flew in for my, orientation, and he told me to my face, listen, he pulled a tidbit. He said, listen, I shouldn't have to be involved if you're doing what you're supposed to do.
The bottom line.
So I'm empowering you to just take care of things. And if I hear something, that means something has gone wrong. Your job is to make sure I don't hear anything. And I never seen that dude again. Worked for him for 3 years.
Flat out.
That's lazy, Tom.
That's not lazy. That dude, he told you what time it was, right? He didn't hire you to put a leash around your neck, right? Or put bells and shit on your feet so he can hear you walking around the office and know where you at, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, that's an adult. When you have a job, you're an adult. There's a responsibility.
Yep. I'm feeling you.
And at the end of the day, that's where people go wrong. Number one, you're hiring the wrong people, to be fair. Because if they can't be self-sufficient, why are they there? All right? And I'm not saying you don't train them or you don't. That's not my point. My point is they need to be. So let me ask you this. College, what do you learn in college?
Just the X's and O's. It's not about the
You learn X's and O's, but you learn something more important. What do you learn in college?
I'm not familiar.
How to find information.
Got you. Okay. Okay.
Right? That's what you learn. You don't learn no X's and O's. Nobody teach your ass how to do this certain job or this and that. They're teaching you how to find information. Right? So then when you go to work, yeah, somebody's going to train you how to do this. But at the end of the day, you still got to be self-sufficient. All right? You still got to find information. I remember I had a friend of mine, and he complained. He was like, they hired me on this job. They didn't train me. And he was there like 7-8 months. And then he was complaining to his boss, well, you guys never train me. And they were like, motherfucker, be self-sufficient. Okay. So in other words, what does that mean? If I didn't get the, brother, you know how many times, I tell you a story, tell you a flat out story. Okay. I remember I got this job. I was on the print advertising side. And my man, same story they tell everybody. We're going to train you. We're going to get you trained in this and that, honors, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I would go into his office, right? I would not go, you know, because I had questions, right? I was working on something in question. And then when he would have his head down and he would see me in the door, he'd be like, oh, what the fuck? All right.
This dummy.
What do you want now? Right? And then he did that shit a couple of times. After that, I was like, fuck you. I'll figure this shit out myself. All right. And I did. All right.
Okay.
That's my point here. That's gotcha. My point. Okay. Gotcha. At the end of the day, I have a job to do. This dude said he was going to show me, but he didn't do shit. So I still had to figure it out. So I went to other people, right? I was like, man, how do you, oh yeah, this is how you do, blah, 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 blah. That's being resourceful, right?
Gotcha.
That's part, you can't sit back and say, they ain't train me, I don't know how to do nothing, right? It's their fault. No, it's your fault, okay? Because you should be out searching how to make this happen. So if you're doing that, why do I need to be babysitting you? That makes no sense. All right. Let me hear the people say. What do the people say about this shit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right?
They say, well, what's this? Tony, shut the fuck up. No, I'm teasing. They didn't say that. I think we got bills. Michael managers are the weakest.
Yeah.
Sal said, what? Good discussion tonight. Sydney, no, he has not. And then.
That was about the laundry.
Okay. And then Ali said independence. Okay.
That's by college. Maybe that's what college teach you is independence.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying in that regard. The reality of it is you have a responsibility to the company to ensure that your employee is acclimated to the culture and the responsibilities that are before them at that company. You agree with that, Tone, right?
Yeah.
That's not even the question.
Fine. Okay, cool. Yep. I'm all right with that.
So on day one, you going and saying, hey, good luck, but don't call me because I'm going to be, because you got this. It's not a responsible fiduciary thing for a company.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not
going
to let you tell the people that, Tone.
So, because he said that. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You said you stayed there how long?
It didn't
help for you, though, did it?
It didn't help for you.
You see my point?
I thought he was trying to set me up.
No. No, he hired the right person.
Gotcha.
That's the difference. Okay. See, that's the part you keep missing. Okay? If you hire the wrong person, then you got a problem. If you hire the right person, see, and that's where people go wrong. They've hired the right people, but then they want to micromanage them. Okay? When they don't need to be micromanaged, leave them alone. Let them do the job. Okay? And that's just the bottom line. Okay. And so that's the issue. I don't need to see your ass. Okay. Every day. Okay. To prove that you're working. That makes no sense to me. Now you want to say again, I don't want to paint broad brushes because in some instances, if you're young and you're just coming in, so maybe I do need to see you, right? Because you haven't proved nothing yet. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know your history. I don't know your habits. I don't know what type of discipline you have. So, yeah, in the beginning, that makes sense. That I can see that. But somebody, a Chris Reed or everybody in the chat who's been doing their job for years. Why do I need to see you now? I need to see you if you need to see me. In other words, if you need me to help you, in other words, there's a stumbling block or there's a roadblock that you can't get past. In other words, there's some tools or you don't know something here. We got this new format and you need some training on it. Okay, that makes sense, right? But outside of that, just to prove that you're working, That makes no sense to me.
You're operating under the assumption that everybody's good actors. There should always be a probationary period where the system should be set up to where you bring them in, you kick the tires and see what they're about, and then you could tell early on. But you can't come in off the gate saying, you'll figure it out.
Chris, we're talking two different things here. See, okay. You're talking about people coming in for the first time. I understand that. I can see that. Okay. I get that part because you don't know them. So I get it, right? So you want to get a feel for them. I'm talking about they've been there. So think about it for a second. We kicked this off about people having to come back to work, okay? The majority of them weren't new people, okay? They were people that had been there for years, okay? That already established who they were. That's the point, all right? That's the point. They weren't new employees. It wasn't somebody right out of college. That part I get. I definitely get that. Matter of fact, young people right out of college shouldn't work remotely. They should come in because they got to build up the calluses. Okay? They got to build up. They got to, what was that? What's the old gangster shit where you had the little teardrop? Yeah, yeah. They got to get a teardrop.
South Central. That was
South Central, right? Deuce here.
Right. All right, so. Play the clip about the coffee badgers, your acolytes, and how they're getting over on the system now that they done came back in.
Oh, because that's a good one, though, right? That's a good one. I like that one, right? Hold on one second. Let me find it right.
Is the future of working from home. There's a phenomenon known as coffee badging. It mostly shows up in technical and professional roles, jobs where people are expected to come into the office. In the U.S. in 2023, that meant about 70 million, roughly 44% of the entire workforce. So, a lot of people. The short story is that coffee badging is a long-lasting side effect of the global pandemic. It's about showing your face and flashing your badge to your boss or to the admin, and it looks like you're at the office all day. But really, you're back home doing exactly the same work you would be doing if you were just stuck in a cubicle. For the person doing the hustle, no harm's been done. They'll say they're just as productive working in their SpongeBob underwear as they are in a shirt and pants. So what's the problem? Bosses versus workers, the battle for the office. The truth is, many of the world's biggest business owners just aren't on board. Statistically, no one who works behind a desk these days wants to be stuck in the office 5 days a week. A 2024 poll by the remote job website FlexJobs found that 51% of respondents said ideally they'd want to be fully remote. They want to avoid the office completely. 46% of the other respondents said that they'd prefer a hybrid model, a little bit of office, but 2 or 3 days working from home. An estimated 100 million workers globally work this hybrid model right now. But will it become the norm?
Tone, who cares what you want? It's a job. You work a job to make a wage to feed yourself and your family. All of this lovey-dovey, hippy-dippy, I have to be comfortable and understand the carbon footprint and all this. Who cares if you want whatever? Yeah, if you want it delivered and you want this and that. This softness that you are proliferating with your acolytes and the concept, they know they're wrong because they sneaking in, playing a ruse, making sure people see them, and then they sneaking out the back door. You're wrong. You know you have a responsibility to be at this company doing what I paid you to do initially when you were hired.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though, bro. They're showing you the hypocrisy of being in the office.
Okay.
that's really what it is, right? Because at the end of the day, they're giving their superiors exactly what they want to give them. They just want to be seen. As long as they check in, that's good enough for me. Okay. So that's why it's not about work. It's not about productivity. It's about, hey, as long as they come in, then I'm good. Okay. See, here's the thing, man. And this is the thing. And let's just go back, right? Because I'm not talking years ago. And it was, people were like you, like, well, they got to be here, this and that. But the majority of people, even the senior leaders, would rather work from a hybrid standpoint. They don't agree with having their people come in 5 days. They just don't. I'm not saying everybody. Some do. Like in the banking industry, they want all their people in. You know, if you work for Goldman Sachs and this and that, hold on, they want all their people in, right? And there's probably a couple other companies, right? But the majority don't because they don't want to come in either. All right? So you play the game, okay? The game is you guys got to come in at least 3 days a week. How do we know that you came in? You swipe your card. we all played the game. All right. At the end of the day, when you was a kid, your mother said, hey, don't go outside or don't do this at a certain time of night. Okay. And I would imagine a Crispy Reed could figure out the loopholes. Okay. Mom fall asleep at 8 o'clock. She ain't gonna know if I went outside. Right. But as long as I get back before she wake up, she think I've been here all day. Happens all the time, bro. You play the game. Okay. But that has nothing to do with them not being productive. See, that's the issue. They're two separate issues. One is just about showing face. So I can say my team is coming in every day. It has nothing to do with productivity. So show me a stat. Look, let's be fair. Show me a stat that says when people, this company, their productivity went down when people started working from home. Show me the stat.
That's correct. They don't have those.
Thank you.
They don't have those.
So what the fuck are we talking about? All right. If anything, it goes the other way.
Right.
Okay, that when people started working more, productivity went up this way. So the only reason they want people to come back is control. Okay, that's what that is. It's control. It's not about productivity. Because if it was about productivity, they would have left it alone. That's just a fact. Guys, what do you think of this? Help me out here.
Yeah, tell me what time it is. Let me explain this to y'all. Let me explain this to y'all from a corporate perspective, right? An executive perspective. When I get this building in downtown Cincinnati.
I don't give a fuck about you getting the building in downtown Cincinnati.
This is what I'm telling you. There's two sides of this home.
We can work that hole in the wall. All right, I'll work that. Brother, I work that we
work. You can't make it without me.
All right, what difference does it make?
You can't make it without me signing checks. So in the idea of when I get this building, I'm getting corporate tax breaks because I'm feeding it to the economy of downtown. So when you come in, you go into the local coffee shop, you go into the local gas station, you're feeding into that. That's why I get the tax breaks. If all of a sudden you're not coming into this building that I'm leasing, then all of a sudden the subway next door ain't getting business and the this and the that and the parking lot ain't getting business and all these other things that feed into the economy, they're going to take my tax breaks away.
So, and look, there's some validity to that. I can see that. That's why, again, I said hybrid. All right? Buddy, I've been saying it all along. Hybrid, right? Because then you get the best. Look, I'll put it this way. For me, it would be hybrid. I like to be around people. I get energy around people, right, for a day or two. So a couple of days a week going in, I would enjoy that, right? 5 days a week? No. Because there's no need.
Well, you did it forever. You did it forever. But, why are you acting
hold on. You hear that? Yeah. So that's the point, right? I did it forever. So I know there's no need. Right. There's no need. Okay? There's none. All you're doing is wearing people down. What does Sal say here? Sal says, what do you say, Sal?
What's Sal talk about?
What does Sal say here? Sal says the real reason they pushed to come back to brick and mortar is the combination of productivity paranoia. Managers believe what they can see if it's exactly. It's all about if I can see them, all right? That's the key. And what do you say? Believe what they can see. It controls company culture, right? Buddy, it's I want here, look, let's be fair. And that's why I think there's a balance, right? I don't think you need to come in every day, 5 days a week. And I don't think you need to work from home 5 days a week, right? I think there's a balance that you come in because you want to build a culture with your team, right? So I get that part. And it's hard to do that through screens. So you have people come in a couple of days a week. So they can mingle with each other. They can actually just walk over and chat with somebody versus scheduling a Zoom call with them. They can go out to lunch and build some type of, you know, a relationship and stuff to that nature and team spirit. So I'm all for that. That's important too. The culture part is huge, right? And so I just think it's a balance. I just don't think a person needs to come in. Now, if you have a job, let's be fair. Again, some industries, it makes sense. You got to come in. You got a restaurant, you come in every day, right? Mm-hmm. So I get it. I totally get it. So it's not a one size fits all. I'm saying for the ones that can do it, trying to force somebody to do something just so you can feel good because you think they're there, so all your people are working and they're more productive. It's not true. And at any day, all they're doing is limiting their productivity, and they're putting more tax on their employees. And here's the thing, and then I'll shut up. What makes a successful company?
Customers.
Yeah, definitely customers, right? But without what? You don't got no customers.
The employees.
Thank you.
You said employees. Yeah.
All right. So at the end of the day, don't you want to have happy employees? Okay. You want your employees to be that they're your best asset. It's not the technology, buddy. It's not this new widget that you built. It's the employees. They're your best asset. So you want to try to make sure that you maximize their ability to be productive and to be happy, more, most importantly. Now, does that mean that, you know, there's some slouches and this and that? Of course, you deal with them on an individual basis. But the bottom line is, in the day, I want my team to feel good. I want them to love what they do. I want them to also spend time with their families, because families come first. I want them to feel they don't have to worry about the anxiety like you used to feel when you had to tell your boss you had to take a day off or you had to leave early mm-hmm. for a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. You were scared to death to say that shit. Mm-hmm. Right? Or you had to take your, I got to tell you, I got to leave early, man, because I got to take my, what? And he's like, how many times did they just say, oh, what? Or did they say, oh, man, no, go do your thing. No, it made you feel uncomfortable just to say that. Right. And so, buddy, we got to get past those prehistoric, Fred Flintstone, rock quarry times.
See, this is what I'm going to caution all of you, Tony, and all of the acolytes on this live. If you keep proving to me that you don't have to be here to do this job, I am ultimately going to take that evidence and outsource that shit overseas for cheaper labor, because you just told me you don't have to be here and I can get it done anywhere. And therefore, I'm going to do so. And then what you gonna say?
Buddy, I'll just find jobs somewhere else. I mean, that's just my mind, right? Do what you need to do, right? But at the end of the day, and see, here's the thing, bro. Again, we're painting broad brushes. But at the end of the day, those jobs overseas can't do the jobs that you and I are talking about. All right? Let's be fair here, right? So you can't just up and do that. Nor will you get AI. I know the wrong thing. Oh, AI is going to replace you. Get the fuck out of here. Stop. And then AI will take a break on your ass.
Right.
All right? It'll short circuit. Then you got a challenge, right? But look, bro, I just think there's not a one size fits all when it comes to this. Yeah, because it's just different circumstances, different industries, different stuff, different ages, different experiences, whole nine yards. But I just think if it can happen, you let people work hybrid, right? And you get the best of both worlds. To your point, you get to flood the economy so people can go to the hot dog person. They can they can do that. And then they can go home and do the, work from there and do that thing. And, I just think
I'm not paying a full-time lease. I'm going to end with this. I'm not paying a full-time lease to this building for part-time work. Okay. That's just not going to happen. Nor would your landlord allow for you to pay for just the days you sleep at the house.
So Chris,
you know what I'm saying?
Chris,
not going to happen.
Chris, you're already doing that. All right. When they come in,
bamboozle me, Tony.
Chris,
I'm not going to do it knowingly.
Chris, when they come in 5 days a week, they're doing that. Okay? So you're paying for that. And they're not giving you 8 hours straight productivity. It's just not happening. It's not happening. So why even try to even fight that argument? Because it's been proven wrong. This is not my opinion. These are facts. They're irrefutable. Okay?
Right.
Facts. They're not. All right, so you're just paying all that, and these people, let's be fair, maybe they're giving you 4 hours. Maybe. Not eight. Maybe. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. When they were working from home, some people were working to the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
Right? Because
they
can take a break.
They're different.
And then
that's
they
right.
can do.
They're facing
they're giving, they're giving more. Okay? So to me, it ain't about productivity. It's about micromanagement and control.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate all the feedback. Keep putting the comments in if you're watching this after the fact. make sure you keep in the live with the chat. But, you know, I'm going to end with this. Trust gets replaced with rules every single time. The rules didn't disappear. They evolved. So the question is, did you? So I want to thank you, Tone, for your passion on this. And even though we didn't see eye to eye on this one, I totally understand where you're coming from. I just don't think it's sustainable. But I get where you're going, and I get what the people say, and I respect y'all. We want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that y'all understand this is what we're here for. We love this dialogue. We love this back and forth.
Absolutely. And number one, thank you guys for providing your perspective and stuff of that nature. This makes it fun. And more importantly, love to hear what you guys are saying. So thank you. So as we close, you know, this is just one of many shows that a Black Executive Perspective podcast has. So don't forget to check out all of our other shows, Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burden, A Mixed Executive Perspective, Pull Up, Speak Up, and the flagship of Black Executive Perspective podcast here on BET, on BEP.
Absolutely. So remember, different shows, different perspectives. One mission, making uncomfortable conversations comfortable. This one was uncomfortable, all right? So, but our goal here is to eliminate all forms of discrimination. And to do this, we embrace LESS, which is less. L is for learn. Educate yourself on racial, cultural, and political nuances that exist in corporations.
Absolutely. Then after you learn, you have the letter E, which stands for empathy. Now, since you've learned, now since you're enlightened, now you can see other people's points of view because you can put yourself in their shoes.
And then the first S stands for share. Don't hide it, divide it. Make sure you give as much game to others so they can join you in your success.
And the final S stands for stop. We want everyone to stop discrimination as it walks in your path. It is so easy. If Aunt Jenny or Uncle Joe says something at the Sunday dinner table that's inappropriate, make sure that instead of you giggling or laughing, you say, Aunt Jenny, Uncle Joe, we don't believe that. We don't say that. And you stop it right there. If everyone can incorporate less, LESS, we'll build a fair, more understanding world where we all can see the change that we want to see, because less will become more.
Thank y'all for tuning in live. Make sure y'all check out stuff in the catalog. Let us know what you want to hear about. Go to the website, check out and review us, you know, and let us know what you want to, or try to jump on. Send us a note. You can hit us on all of our socials, LinkedIn, X, TikTok, YouTube, Substack, you know, at A Black Exec. And so we just want to make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. And until next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, we hope that you tell a friend to tell a friend, and we'll see you then.
Absolutely. And by all means, Chris Reed, I love him a lot, but he didn't know what the hell he was talking about today.